Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Toby, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Well, I just don't know how you come back from that. I gotta be honest with you. I don't think there is coming back from that.
Over.
I think it's over. I don't know what to do.
It's over.
Like, you know, you had that, like, it's so crazy to think this is a series. I'm watching it, so I'm like, oh, the Spurs have figured this out. They're going to win this thing. This is going to be the 2-0 comeback. And then in the words of Teddy KGB, hanging around. The Knicks were just hanging around. And you let them through the back door. And De'Aaron Fox.
What was he doing? He was a turnover machine.
What a question, Leroy. What was De'Aaron Fox doing? What's he doing, dude?
I don't know. You know what everybody's going to think.
Yeah, a little. What do you got there? What do you use? The gel? Use the cream? What do you use?
Yeah, the gel.
Yeah. I don't understand what he was doing. You don't know how much time is left? You're the point guard.
The thing that makes it even more ridiculous is it wasn't like New York went on where they made 7 straight threes.
Mm-hmm.
They were driving, getting 2s. You would just turn the ball over. Everybody on the court was like shrugging their shoulders. We're up 30. What's one turnover?
No bigs.
And you have this 20.
Did they break the record for first half threes? The Spurs?
They broke a lot of records in that game. Some good, some bad.
What are we doing? How do you blow that?
It is nearly impossible to break a record in a game on both sides of. So you break the record for making the most threes and break the record for giving up the biggest lead. That, like, yikes. I don't know. I know what it feels like.
I didn't want to bring it up. But as somebody who's been part of one of the all-time losses, do tell.
Yes. I was up 30 to 14 with 5 minutes to go against the University of Miami. Somebody put it on X just the other day. And we lost 31-30. 2 onside kicks, 2 touchdowns, and a field goal in 5 minutes. And somebody put in the comments, that's not even the most incredible part. They never used a timeout.
Man.
So we gave up 2 touchdowns and a field goal with 5 minutes left to go in the game, and the other team never had to use a timeout. and no turnovers. You can't. So I'm watching the game and I'm like, they'll probably get it to single digits and then the Spurs will just get some get right. Nothing. They ruined it. So here's what happens. And this is one of the crazy things about basketball. There's a fine line between making a bunch of threes and taking a bunch of threes.
Yeah.
And they went from almost nobody could miss, but they were good shots, and confusing that with we all need to go on a heat check and miss the next eight.
I'm flummoxed because it has become more regular in basketball, certainly with the Heat. We've seen them blow some leads. So, like, you're very familiar with the feeling, and I always am wondering, like, when watching this in sports, why we've gotten to a point where nobody tries to change it up. Like, why do they just keep going back to the same well when something's very clearly not working?
You get caught.
I don't understand it.
I'm telling you, you get caught in this mindset that we've been kicking ass all day. Let's just get back to it.
Right.
And you don't even accept the fact that they have a chance.
Did you see when Josh Hart gets the steal and blows the layup to give them the lead? And did you see the reaction of Larry David on the sideline?
He looked like he was doing a sitcom. He looked like
he's shooting Curry. He's like, oh. Yeah. It was unbelievable. I don't understand what De'Aaron Fox was doing.
And you know what the craziest thing is? It was louder during the comeback than when it actually got close. It got kind of quiet.
Squeaky cheeks.
No, I'm talking about even for the Knicks fans. It was quiet in there.
Oh, it was dead quiet.
Yeah.
At one point.
When it got close.
Oh, man.
I don't know what or how you, first of all, and you know me, I'm always, as long as you're playing the game, you got a chance. Well,
how do you do that?
You heard it here first. No chance.
No chance.
Because here's the
maybe they'll get it to six, but here's the thing.
No.
Maybe they will. You got to sit on it for 2 days. You know, that sucks. I mean, you'd almost rather, like, hey, can we get right back to it as soon as possible? But, like, I remember the same thought we had after game. Funny enough, I mean, the Spurs.
Remember the Knicks? Didn't he come back on the Knicks a long time ago? They were down 3-1.
Oh, yeah, way back when. Yeah, but I'm talking, like, the last Spurs blown was, of course, the 13-point game six Ray Allen shot. And that's literally the championship, like, leaving your hand. So I don't know if Spurs fans today feel like that's worse or not worse. But this is
what happened last night is worse.
I mean,
because keep in mind, the Heat, even though they won that game, it wasn't like it was just a big shot made at the end of a game that was relatively close.
Well, it was a lot of big shots. I mean, you had LeBron three, you had the McMillan one shoe three, but it's not 29 points,
right?
It's
like, that's not the point.
But the thing with that is, at least the Spurs played a great game seven because we all thought the same thing. Like, you don't win that game, you don't lose that way, the way the Spurs did. And you're not gonna have anything left. And I saw Manu Ginobili this morning tweet out 0-0, and I'm like, no, it's not, dude. Because these are not you guys. Like, at least Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, Tony Park. These are established champions who've been through it.
The other thing is they were much older too. They were veterans. Yeah. They've been through it. They've been through some basketball situations where they could have the attitude he wants them to have now. I mean, when you're 21 years old and you get your lunch money taken, you don't just all of a sudden get up the next morning and say, you know what? I got to go get my lunch money back.
especially when it's like your veteran who's the one who's messing up.
Oh, yeah.
Fox.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was he doing?
I don't know. I don't. And the other thing is like, you lost the game in probably one of the situations that you've been really good at. They got a bunch of guys who can rebound the ball.
Yeah.
I was a guy shoot a ball from 31 feet. And you doing Mardi Gras beads underneath the net. Right? So, and you know what? I was always told in anything that you do, right? The more chaotic a situation gets, the more you have to go to basic fundamentals. And if you go to extreme situations in a sporting event, you'll sometimes notice that what lost the game is a basic fundamental thing in that sport. Not something crazy, not, you know, but a rebound, turnover. Yeah. The basic fundamental stuff of the game.
I also haven't broken down the last play on the inbounds because I don't have time to break down that game. I don't care.
Yeah.
Because I'm already wallowing that the Knicks are a win away from the championship. This sucks. But do they not use the tallest man? Like, this is just, I like to call this untrained eye. Do they not use the tallest man in the world enough being tall? Like, yeah.
He seemed to be in a place that he couldn't use his tallness.
Why not use him on the alley-oop? Why go to your point guard? I don't get that strategy. Like, I've seen Eric Spoelstra run the play many a times for the alley-oop inbounds. He's taller than ever, but just throw it up there.
Right.
I don't know. I'm lashing out. I can't believe the Knicks are going to win the championship.
You know what's crazy about the very last play? When he broke towards the net, he was open.
He was open.
Yeah. So, like, I'm not going to say anything about that last play when I'm like, oh!
I would have walked in if I was Miss Johnson, be like, everybody's cheeks quite squeaky right now.
Squeaky?
Like, you walk in that locker room.
Coach, poop my pants.
That's someone almost having a stick.
Wait,
he's right though.
Squeaky cheeks. We are past.
We
were squeaky cheeks at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Woo-hoo. Right now, I got the runs. I'm like, I need something for my tummy. Like, come on,
God,
clean up on our vibe.
Headlines like, brought to you by
a whole bunch of other stuff.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai in Miami. We go to the beach for a little Solcito, and when we want a low price, you save with your Pricito. Save now with your Pricito at Doral Hyundai. Your final score yesterday, 107-106. The Knicks bringing top hats and monocles to San Antonio. They're up 3-1, and they'll see if they can finish this thing off. At least we make it Giannis on Sunday, unless he ends up on the Celtics, and then I'll just jump somewhere. You know.
I thought you said, see, this is the thing. After watching last night's game, don't tell me you can't see nothing happening. Right? Like, now, if anything last night did was open up the door to anything is possible. I just see Kevin Garnett just, like, you know, just because, like, after the last 12 hours, what I have seen happen in basketball. Yeah.
I know we haven't exactly been in tune as much with the hockey, but we had a crazy 4-0 comeback blown there too. I was reading today in the Athletic, because just to make my morning worse, there were some Sergei Bobrovsky rumors the wrong way. But there was a title on there that just said, is this the worst goaltended Stanley Cup final of all time? Just because every game is 5-4.
Yeah.
Every game is 5. It's crazy. The Marlins, they put an ass whooping on the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Oh, my goodness.
8-0. I mean, they really, Otto Lopez, what can you say? I mean, the guy just continues to just crank out hit after hit. A couple RBIs yesterday. We call that the Leroy Grill. A couple ribbies couple ribbies out there. Otto Lopez, 2 for 5. And then Owen Casey and Kyle Stowers each went deep for the fish. They will go for the sweep today.
I'm surprised I didn't get a text from you.
For gambling?
No. That, oh, we're sitting back on and put Morrell in.
Oh, I know. He felt bad. He's just like, yeah, let's give him on the bat. You know? I hope he doesn't try and get cute and play him today and start him. That would be annoying. You'll be able to hear that game. 1:10 is your first pitch. 12:30, Marlins on deck. That'll be on AM 560. Steven Strom will get you ready, and Jack McMullen and the boys will have the call for you as the fish will try and bust out the brooms before heading to Steel City. So Marlins 33-35, trying to get back to 500.
Man. 500. If they get back to 500,
we're in a good spot.
Good spot.
Good spot.
I would just say, like, we've already had the ebbs and flows of a season already with these guys. Oof.
What do you even call yesterday? Just a flow?
First of all, I was already annoyed when the game started because they were saying, I don't know how long this guy's going to pitch. He might pitch 2 innings. He might pitch 4 innings. And then it looked like it was going to be Looney Tunes in the first inning. And he got out of that jam. And I'm like, all right. Let's see what he's got, because he doesn't throw, like, he only throws like, what, 93?
Yeah, I mean, they're scraping on some of these guys they're throwing in there. Who do we got today on the mound? Let's see who is pitching this finale. Oh, Tyler Phillips is on there. Old Slappy Face is out there today.
He's starting.
He's been starting. Yeah, he's been starting.
So how does he go about that? Does he concuss himself before the first inning? Because, like,
you gotta pace yourself.
You gotta maybe give yourself a little massage. You can't be going out there concussing yourself and you're like, oh, I'm not pitching the last inning, I'm pitching the first.
I'll text Strom, see what he says. Does he slap himself before the starts? I'll give you a quick weather update. We're a little over, so we'll save the windowplex. But right now, weather brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, placing roof repairs, maintenance, and hurricane impact windows and doors. Visit tornadoroofing.com. Currently 83 degrees, partly cloudy in Miami. Breezy.
Yeah,
breezy. Nice day today. 75% humidity. So we got that. Lots to dive into. We have a Dolphins extension to talk about as well. Old Aaron Brewer getting that munion. We'll take a break. But first, Leroy, got to tell you about the best dry cleaning in all of South Florida, and that's our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. 40 plus years owned and run. That's our guy, man. You can call or text him anytime. His number is 954-610-9383. Hey, if the Spurs need somewhere to send their undies, you might want to send them to A&T Dry Cleaners. After I don't even know if Ara can help with that one.
I would just throw them away.
Like, you know what, guys? This is a lost cause here. But you guys are calling, text him. If you didn't have the biggest NBA choke job of all time, you'll want to call A&T Dry Cleaners, 954-610-9383.
Summer weddings, getting ready for Cancun, got to get your clothes right. They can even do same-day sewing. They have a seamstress on site, it's Iris Mother, so you know you're getting your best care. They service all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beaches. Ours got vans all over the place. They can pick up and drop off your orders. Ours is a fan of the show. He wants to take care of you. So if you call AT&T, mention Tobin and Leroy, you get 25% off your order. That's right.
25%
off your order. Just give Ira a call. 954-610-9383 at any time. And I promise you, once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you never launder your own clothes again.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Good morning to Brittany and Jennifer. Did you guys enjoy that absolute slop fest yesterday?
Oh, wait. Are you talking about Love Island or the game?
Wasn't Love Island off last night?
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah, it was off.
Did you catch up on Love Island?
No, I have not caught up.
Come on, Brittany. What are we doing?
I'm
here,
sorry.
Dude?
I was busy watching basketball and working. My apologies.
Fine, dude. Whatever. Responsibilities.
No, the game last night was insane. I spent 2 hours on the phone with my dad after it, just going through what the hell was going. Like, I was so perplexed by the end of that game. Mm. I always
try to remember or think, was I ever on the other side of that?
The good stuff?
The good side.
Right? Because in sports, you only tend to remember when this happens to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I came up with one. We were down, I want to say, 20-12,
mm-hmm.
like 3 minutes left to go in a game, or maybe it was somewhere in there, against the Giants in a playoff game. And we scored a touchdown, got an onside kick, and kicked the field goal and won a playoff game when I was in
Crazy. Bed.
And that's the only, like, I can't remember in all the sports in the years I played sports, that's the only thing I could come up with where I was on the other side of that. That's the closest thing I can think of. I can't think of, hey, talking to friends. Hey, remember that time we made the great comeback? No, I can't.
I don't think I've ever seen such a total collapse ever in sports. Just a total collapse. And I think the coach, like, Mitch Johnson has a lot of questions to answer because I don't understand how Wemby played that entire second half. When you were going into the third quarter, you were up by 30 points.
Like, he should have gotten his biggest rest
in the third quarter.
Right. And you almost put it this way. It should have got to the point where you say, I'm going to give him a break.
Mm-hmm.
And when it gets to X, that's how long his break is going to be.
Yeah.
Right? Because you know the numbers when he's on the court versus off the court. And I would have like just taken him out and just came up with that. Because what happened was is he took him out and they went on like a 14-3 run. He put him back in, but it was only like 3 minutes.
He only had a four minute break. He played 44 minutes of that game. And the Knicks were smart. They utilized their bench. They brought like seven guys off the bench. I think the Spurs only brought four.
Listen, there's nothing quite that'll kill your momentum in a NBA playoff series like a terrible intangible center. Like, you put Luke Kornet out there and you're on borrowed time from disaster.
Right. Yeah.
And when he put out Cody Zeller. Like, you remember when the Heat put out Cody Zeller against Jokic? And you're like, this is, it's basically throwing a goat into the Raptor cage. It's putting a stiff, intangible center. Myers Leonard, too. Like, Myers Leonard had found his way out of the rotation, and they put Myers Leonard in there against the Lakers. You're just like, this ain't going to go well. Because you didn't have Bam. Bam's arm was dangling by a thread. Dude, it's a helpless feeling when you got a big who just can't do anything. But the thing that I just find frustrating about them all the time is just like, I just don't think they use it enough. Like, you found a formula. He's taller than everybody. Why do you guys get so cute? I find that unbelievably annoying with Wembanyama that he should be limited to three jump shots a game.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's
so dumb. He's so much taller than everybody else. And well, I don't understand.
Is it because he's not there yet?
Yeah, he's only 22 years old.
He doesn't really play with his back to the basket.
I don't understand it. Like, when I've seen this guy up close, I'm like, it looks like somebody playing on a play school rim. Like, right. I don't get it. But yeah, Mitch Johnson is getting his Kenny Atkinson on, where he's like, well, we've dictated. You know, we've decided who's won every single game. I'm like, you sure have?
It could, like, you're a turnover and a box out away from being up 3-1 on the series. Like, that's what that's what it was. It's like that game one, that turnover that Wemby had, and then you're a box out away from getting that rebound over OG. Which, and I think it sucks because Harper, he's a rookie and he's a young kid, and he obviously like made a rookie mistake there. But then I don't understand how you turn around and on that last play, I thought the play call was great. You use Wemby as a decoy. So you have two men on him. He set the pick perfectly for Castle to go under the basket to get that ball. But you have Harper inbounding that ball as a rookie. And, like, you can't have that. That's a situation where you bring in a Luke Kornet that's taller, that's a veteran, that can make that pass. You don't put that in a 20-year-old's hands.
Yeah, but Luke Kornet would have blown it.
You think he would have made it worse than what it was? I don't think so.
Yeah, I do. I have to go back to my lesson of intangible centers?
No, I know your lesson of intangible centers, but it's just like, I think I'd rather put it in a veteran's hands than a rookie's hands in that situation, especially after he just didn't box out on a play and allowed OG to make that play that he did.
Well, this is the thing that's been, you give credit to the Knicks because they're pulling it off, but it does, I mean, you've seen this now in three series with them where it's just like they allow the other team, because of their experience and because they're all veterans, mm-hmm. they do allow the other teams to out, like, just do the dumb thing, and they've taken advantage of it every single time. You know, from Hawks to Cavs to, I mean, Sixers, forget it. And then, and now this series, like, you know, it's just it's what they have they've put themselves in a great spot. And yeah, for a team that's what they've won 12 out of 14 games, I got a hard time believing they're dropping three straight. Like they are going exactly. to win this championship. They're gonna win this championship. And you know, my life will be miserable. You know, my life will be miserable because they will be champions and Giannis will end up in Boston and I will be stuck here with, you know, I don't know, nothing. I'll just wait for us to slowly sink into the ocean. That seems where we're headed right now. And then Sergei Bobrovsky will leave me. You know, I mean, I didn't need to read that this morning. And what do I have?
I was literally waiting for you to get to that.
I didn't like it. I'm not happy to read this stuff. I think the thing that really upset me, there was this story today from Pierre Lebon, who is basically he's Hockey Schefter. All right. And so he had this story today talking about the Carolina Hurricanes, who, you know, the series is even. It's two apiece. But this has been just truly atrocious goaltending both ways. Right. These goalies are giving up, you know, so much. And everybody's known this about Carolina, that going into this, like, that goaltending. You know, and they obviously wanted to shore up. So according to Pierre Lebrun, 3 months ago, he writes, at the trade deadline, they went without a trade for a goalie. The Hurricanes, league sources confirmed, talked to Florida about Sergei Bobrovsky, but the Panthers weren't going to give away the two-time Stanley Cup champion. Florida was willing to move him. Carolina would have needed to part with at least a second-round pick, in my opinion, but talks never escalated past preliminary discussion, so we'll never know. My understanding is that Florida asked for a first-round pick from the outset, which Carolina was never going to pay. The Canes might have been interested at a lower price, but both teams didn't circle back to each other after their last discussion. There was also a brief discussion about Jordan Binnington in St. Louis that never went anywhere either. Dude, if I would have had to watch Sergei Bobrovsky goaltend for the Carolina Hurricanes, who I cannot stress enough, can go to hell. If I would have had to watch Bob play for Carolina, do you know, like, would this have been the worst summer of my life? Even, I mean, like, already the Knicks are going to win the championship. Carolina might win the Stanley Cup. But if I would have had to do that with Sergei Bobrovsky being their goaltender, I might as well just give up on sports. Like, I mean, look, I mean, I get it. You know, the Miami Hurricanes had a great run. When do I get some feel good back? Like, because I've just been dealing with heartbreak since Carson Beck's interception now for 6 months. When do we get some good stuff?
I mean,
everything is just terrible.
All right.
Would you disagree?
I mean,
terrible.
It's been rumored to be terrible.
No, it's been actually.
It's been
terrible.
Rumored, it to be been terrible.
Rumored to
You're
be worse.
You're causing yourself a personal headache when nothing has happened, but you just heard rumors and you're making yourself miserable over what you've heard.
Would have been so much worse, you know? It's like, you know.
Could be worse.
It could be worse.
All those things could be accurate. Then what? Save some space.
I don't want to lose him, you know? And then people are yelling at me, and they're like, oh, he's 38 years old. He was terrible this year. You know, how about we don't judge a champion after he has to do meet and greets with his defenseman every single game? Ridiculous. The lack of faith everybody has over Sergei Bobrovsky. And don't get me started on these rat bastards with these helibook rumors nonstop. You guys, I mean, you're like Love Island floozies. You know, here comes the bombshell, Connor Helibook. And he walks in with his strapping 6'4 stature, and everybody just forgets about Bob. I hate this here. I mean, this has been just, objectively, a terrible morning. The Knicks have the greatest comeback in playoff history.
You're making yourself miserable for no reason.
Bob was almost a hurricane, and Bill Simmons is like, he's going to go to the Celtics. I heard it. I'm just like, can anything good happen for me? I mean, listen, love to Kyle Stowers and the boys yesterday. That's great, but, you know, it's just not enough. You know, it's just not enough. You know, it's just, I hate it here right now.
Relax. Deep breath.
I'll try.
Deep breath. I mean, I'm good. Nothing has happened. You have set yourself up for misery when there's nothing that's actually happened other than the Knicks winning.
Yeah.
Make you miserable.
But what's gone good for me since Carson Beck's interception?
We could do this every year, though.
No, not like this, dude.
Not
like
unless,
this.
You
is,
know.
This is the dark ages.
All right.
This is the dark ages.
All right.
You know, like, I feel like you and I, like, there's, like, bubonic sports plague around, but we also have to eat, so we have to find and catch rats to eat, so we have to make sure they're flea-free so we don't get the plague, but we also don't go hungry. That's our sports existence right now.
All right.
That was great.
So dramatic.
You just did, like, right.
He made a historical reference and everything.
We just started. We started by talking about how well the Marlins were doing.
Yeah,
it lasted for 2 seconds.
And great for them. And great for them.
That's how people become crackheads.
They are playing.
You know what I'm saying?
But not
good
enough.
You get a little taste of something good, and you just say, "I need more." Not
they're
enough.
Playing good baseball, not good enough.
Which is what we asked for.
So yeah.
Maybe steps.
And he's being ungrateful.
You're being grateful. Yep. You're being a little greedy here.
Yes, you are.
How am I being greedy?
Which is the greed they talk about in the Bible. Come on.
They do not talk about this in the Bible. All right? this is worse than the plagues. This is worse than frogs from the sky. The Knicks are going to be champions. I might lose Sergei Bobrovsky, and Giannis is going to be a Celtic. That's worse than locusts. Are you kidding me?
Stop assuming.
Yeah, you never know. You never know.
I know how this
you're
works.
You're reading hypothetical. You're allowing yourself to get upset about hypotheticals that could have happened with Bob.
You're bringing the misery.
That's you. You're just like you're pouring the salt in your own wound on that one.
Mm-hmm. It's not my fault. It's Pierre LeBron.
It's your fault too.
If Giannis does go to the Celtics, then I'll give you that one. Then we can all wallow together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Schmeathan says Knicks win the title. Giannis is a Celtic. Bob gets traded. Tua makes the Super Bowl against Mike McDaniel. Wow. Yeah, this is our sports existence.
Oh, you're making me miserable. Can you
good.
Stop?
I'm glad you're in the show too.
We're only in the second segment.
How gloomy.
It's not good, guys.
Oh, no!
Sorry. I'll tell you what is good. A Michelob Ultra watch party. All right? Tomorrow night, we could celebrate the beautiful game. And if you want to soak your woes with me in some booze, that'd be good, too. We're going to be at the bar in Coral Gables tomorrow night. All right? To watch a little USA Paraguay as the world's biggest tournament gets underway. And our friends at Michelob Ultra giving you a chance to win tickets to an upcoming world soccer match at that big-ass stadium that's right there off the turnpike, huh? Where all the big action happens. If you guys want to win tickets to that, courtesy of our friends at Michelob Ultra. You might want to be at the Michelob Ultra watch party tomorrow, watching USA and Paraguay at the bar in Coral Gables. So look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. And we'll take a break. More to come. We're back after this.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Ben and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. I got a text from Stunt Steve. He said, take a deep breath, my guy. You might not make it past sports this summer.
And I said, I tell him that all the time. We've had to shoot him with tranquilizer guns. We've had to hug him. He gets into one of these, like, woe is me sports moments.
No, like, I'm scared of who he's going to become once, like, the Giannis trade rumors actually start swirling.
The thing that pisses me, can I tell you what pisses me off about the Giannis thing?
Here's
what pisses me off about the Giannis thing. I got to be honest with you. This is what really pisses me off about the Giannis thing. I don't even want Giannis that bad. Okay?
Liar.
No, I'm telling you. Such a liar. Let me explain myself. I swear. I know it sounds like I'm a fraud and a liar.
I don't want to have this same segment over and over again until he gets somewhere else.
Jennifer, I know it sounds like I'm a
fraud. I never wanted him.
I'm telling you. Let me explain myself, okay?
Go for it.
I want the idea of getting Giannis and just winning the chase more than I actually want Giannis. Giannis could be any player. You know, like, Giannis is a good player. I'll have fun rooting for Giannis if he becomes a member of the Miami Heat. I will root the holy hell against him if he becomes a Celtic. Oh, I cannot wait to root against him. But I don't even want Giannis. Giannis could be anybody, Jennifer. He could be Durant. He could be Lauri Markkanen. He could be Ja. He could be Zion. It literally doesn't have to be Giannis for me. I just want to win the chase one time. And we've been such losers ever since we got Jimmy Butler because we haven't had that feeling of getting it. And then, you know what? I started getting my hopes up this week because then everybody started peacocking and getting a little froggy. You had Skip Bayless who started saying, oh, this is semi-retirement. You had these idiots who were like, oh, Giannis wants to go to a historic franchise. Miami's not that. And I was like, you mother bleepers, I can't wait till the Heat get Giannis. But I don't even want Giannis per se that much. I just want the Heat to have a win. I want Pat Riley to show that he's still got it. And I fear that he may not have it. I almost want just Pat Riley and the Heat organization to get the win more than I actually want the player. I don't like Giannis that much, okay? That's why I told you, never wanted him. You know, that's why I told you I was sick of his ass, okay? It's not even that I'm super thrilled to get Giannis. I just want something good to happen to the organization. And I fear, once again, we're going to get wily coyote'd, and I'm going to run right into the mountain.
Well, you for sure are going to run right into the mountain. And you're speaking about principle, and I understand that the principle of it is that you want us to make a big move because you can't imagine running it back with this team. But who else other than Giannis can you really get?
I don't know.
So you kind of have to be all in.
See, here's the thing. My hope was, all right, that this Giannis was going to be stuck in Milwaukee. He'd get Ja Morant, all right, and then we'd figure out how we're going to get Joker because Joker's not going to re-sign with the – you see the Denver Nuggets? They fired all their TV people yesterday.
Why? Because
this Kroenke's a bastard. And it just made me think, like, man, wouldn't it be awesome if we didn't get Giannis, but then Joker's like, hey, I'm not extending with you guys, and my whole Serbian triangle theory was right the whole time.
This is what you do, though.
What?
You're just on to the next one. You're with all these trades or whatever.
No, that's
I want them. I want them. I want them. Don't get them. All right. Well, at least we got a chance to get Joker.
But I really like all bits aside. Okay. Bits aside. All right. I'm being serious Tobes here. All right. I really wanted Damian Lillard. Like, I can't mince words. I really wanted him. Giannis, I could take or leave Giannis. If there was another bell at the ball, all right, My head could be turned. All right, I'm not closed off on Giannis. If this was Love Island, I'm open. If another bombshell walked in, I would be for the Heat going after that bombshell. All right, it's not that I want Giannis that much. I just want the Heat to do something seismic because they've been so flaccid lately. I mean, they really have. It's been nothing but mouse balls every single summer, and so that's what I want. I want them to win the chase, Leroy.
And now so he's going to care about who, what player it is.
I mean, I would like a lot of players. I've told you all the guys I would be into. I would be into to all. Is he the best one? Yeah, he's the best one. He's the best one. You know, I'll welcome Giannis with open arms, but it's not like I'm fiending over Giannis. This isn't Anthony Edwards or Damian Lillard. You know, this is.
I would say that some would question that.
Why?
Huh?
Some would question what? My opinion?
Yeah.
Why?
Because from the beginning of this Giannis thing, you didn't sound like.
I've told you though, I've been tired of his act. All right, the whole wishy washiness of him, right?
But the whole point behind all of this is this.
I hope when Giannis comes down here that he becomes the spokesperson for El Car Wash because of how wishy washy he is.
Dude. Can I just tell you, and I want everybody to mark this. If the Heat get Giannis, watch how this man's attitude changes.
What do you mean?
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
Oh, 1,000%.
Are you kidding me?
No one's questioning him.
I'm telling you how I feel, and you guys sit here and you mock me. You know,
no,
you don't,
no. We don't mock you.
You do. You don't take it seriously.
We don't mock you. We mock your wishy-washiness with... Because you almost try to get your mind set. Somebody gets in your head that it might not happen. So what you do is set yourself up for the worst possible scenario so that you can say, never really wanted him.
Yep.
And that's where we are right now.
I'm not going to say.
The excitement you had the last week and a half, 2 weeks about Giannis and everything you were reporting and telling us about Giannis and all the little, it could be something, could be nothings. Now all of a sudden you heard something that could be nothing, and you're getting your mind ready and getting your body ready for
protecting my heart. Is that what you're saying? I'm protecting my heart.
Yeah, you're being defensive at the moment. Like you're playing defense.
I don't agree.
I think that you're just like you're trying. I also feel like you're playing a little bit of reverse psychology.
I'm not playing reverse psychology. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing reverse psychology. I'm telling you right now. Would I like Giannis on the Heat? I like Giannis on the Heat. Be cool, but like, is it the end all be? Like, am I fiending after it like I have in years past? No, but I would like the organization to show me.
Oh,
something.
You're fiending.
No, I'm not fiending.
Oh,
don't
yes,
tell me.
You
I'm not
are,
fiending.
Dude.
No, I'm not fiending. Don't say
yes,
that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not, dude. Do not call me that. All right, I am not a trade crack addict. Okay, that is not what I am.
Okay. Says the person that's put things into trade machines all the time.
Well, I got to do research. You got to see what works.
Yes, Tobin. Yes.
Okay.
I don't understand this. Like, you know, you can't have any honest conversations with friends anymore.
Crazy.
It's unbelievable.
He's playing such a victim right now.
I feel like a victim.
I can't even
like
listen.
A victim.
I can't.
You're watching too much
like,
Love Island.
I feel like nobody wants to listen to me. I feel like you
and
just think I'm a dancing.
The thing is that we've listened to you so many times that we know
fair.
How this goes. Okay, yep.
We don't know how this goes.
We
do. So know how it goes.
You guys have
patterns, Tobin.
Let me just tell you
patterns.
Something. You couldn't live a day in my shoes. You know what it's like being me, where I have people left and right asking me this, that, and the other about
you created
what are we
get space
them?
For yourself.
No,
okay,
I did not create anything.
Yes, you all did.
Right, I'm treated like
why
a circus.
Why is this a therapy
player.
Session right now?
No, yeah, I know.
I am treated like a trade circus bear for the Heat fan. People throw peanuts at me.
But whose fault is that?
No one tells you to do this. Okay?
Whose fault is that?
Don't fall into peer pressure. Don't do it.
No, I mean, I don't want to tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think you're the voice of the people?
He calls himself the mouth of the Heat.
Yes.
I don't say that.
Yes,
I don't
you
say
do.
That.
You've said
that
several times.
People say that.
The same people that call you multiple names.
Spieth and Schmolnick says we throw peanuts at you because you're fat.
Man,
Jesus.
That's wrong.
Jesus, that was just flat out.
such a bastard, Shmita.
Jeez.
Son Steve says, you willingly put on the clown makeup. That's not true.
He loves okay. it.
It's not true. I'm not sitting here with a rainbow wig and a big red nose. That's not what I'm doing.
Someone Photoshop that immediately.
That needs to be your new prop. You need to get you need to AI get that, that you need now. To get the rainbow wig. That's
I'm
your next
sit
one.
Here. I don't even like I'm telling you guys though. I mean, I almost would rather have Zion than Giannis, okay?
You're just, so like, full of it.
I'm not full of it. I'm telling you.
I can't
you.
Stand I, here with you. I
I'm
can't.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. But it's like, you know,
you're
only
saying that
the...
because you know it won't happen. He's
I don't
really
know.
Happy right
I
now.
I don't know what's going to happen. You know, if Giannis ends up on the Celtics, I mean, I will be heartbroken, but I'm mostly going to be heartbroken, not because Giannis is a Celtic. I'm going to be heartbroken because the Heat lost to the Celtics yet again. And that's what they've been doing. They've made it a habit.
So you think, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Was it not a week ago you said there's no way Giannis is going to the Celtics?
I didn't say that.
What did you say?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I've never said there's no chance he's going to the Celtics. I said there's no chance he's going to the Celtics without them giving up Jaylen Brown, which is
and
true.
You said, I don't think they're going to give up Jaylen Brown.
I don't think they're going to give up Jaylen Brown because I feel like Jaylen Brown is really good for your franchise. I think that would be kind of weird, but I don't know. Maybe time has hit its mark with that. You know, and then of course we have old Busy Thumbs Tyler Hero yesterday. I mean, you know,
over this man, please unfollow him now.
Yeah, anytime he gets to tweeting or Instagramming, we know he's staying. Like that's what always happens. Every time that we think, oh, he's signaling that he's gone, he's never been more here.
Look, I can't take someone serious. I don't know if this is like a thing that you're supposed to do, but I can't take people seriously who constantly unfollow and then follow people. I think that's so immature.
It's not very mature. It's not very mature. And if
I mean, this is that time of year, right?
You had the time to go.
Is that not time of the? This is that time of the year. This is the Tyler Hero unfollow the Heat time.
Yeah, this is where he puts up numbers. You would like a guy like that to put up big numbers in the playoffs. He does big numbers on social media. We'll take a break.
Because you can't get hurt. You can't get hurt doing that.
That's right. Take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines. We're back after this.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's blow.